This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So you guys know what we say on this channel, the demand for racism is so much larger than the supply, and today we have the craziest race hoax story that I have ever heard. Step aside, Jussie Smollett, because there's a new This Is MAGA country in town. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better. Guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. And I honestly have a feeling you're going to want to share this one. That's how insane this story actually is. And we bring ourselves to a Baltimore high school in order to tell the story, where an athletic director used AI to create a fake racist audio of the principal. Yeah, you heard me right. A fake AI audio was used in this case. Now, this surrounds the athletic director by the name of Dajon Darian, who allegedly retaliated against the principal Eric Eisworth, investigators said. It says police arrested this Baltimore High School athletic director Thursday after they said that they discovered he allegedly used artificial intelligence to create a phony audio recording of the school's principal that went viral and cost the school leader his job temporarily and his safety. Now, before we go even an inch further into this story, you guys need to hear the AI audio that was created to bring down this principal. And here it is.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm gonna drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm gonna get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm gonna join the other side.
Did you all hear that? Is that not insane to you, how natural that sounded, how normal it sounded? Now, maybe this Darian guy recorded himself saying these things and used like AI voice modification in order to get this done, but that sounded legit to me. And if that sounded legit to you, this is a scary new world that we're living in, that you can create audios like this, post them on the internet, allow them to circulate with people thinking that it is somebody that it's not, and then having to deal with the repercussions of it after. So now if you're the principal in this case, you have an audio that's circulating throughout the school with your students, with your parents, with your community, that labels you as a racist and maybe even an anti-Semite at the end there, and you don't get to defend yourself yet because it sounds exactly like you. But of course it's AI generated. I'm sure you have to put it through detection software in order to figure that out, but that takes time and a pending investigation in order to get to the other end of that. In the meantime, all of these rumors are circulating about this leaked audio and how horrible you are as a person and how little you care for black students, saying they can't test themselves out of a paper bag. So insane. We're gonna continue to read this article. It says the principal was removed from his position at Pikesville High School after the school district began investigating the audio clip that was circulated among staff and social media in January, where it appeared Eisworth made racist comments against black and Jewish persons, investigators allege. The 3-month probe, which involved local police and the FBI, concluded that the audio was forged using AI tools by Dajon Darian, the athletic director at the school, according to Baltimore Chief of Police Robert McCullough. It says, quote, detectives allege Mr. Darian made the recording to retaliate against the principal, who had launched his own investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds. So they were already looking at this athletic director for misdeeds with school funds. at least alleged misdeeds with school funds. So in retaliation, he decided to create this racist rant, post it on social media, circulate it to his colleagues, and bring down the principal. And he would have succeeded too, if it weren't for those meddling AI detection software tools that you can use to figure this stuff out.
And I wish you'd have minded your own business.
But still, 3 months. And when we think about the culture that exists around political correctness and certain rhetoric and hate speech in this country, imagine what you can face in 3 months of having an audio like this circulate. We're talking being removed from your job, parents writing angry letters, students, I'm sure, having much to say about the audio being circulated. I'm sure death threats, harassment, accusations of being a racist and an anti-Semite. This can quite literally ruin your life. Perpetually. Really. Your entire life, and all because this guy had an investigation already being launched in himself and he decided to retaliate. It says the situation began on January 16th when the recording that appeared to be a conversation between Eisworth and an assistant principal first circulated, according to the charging documents. Now, it tells you what was said in the audio. As school officials began investigating the incident, Eisworth maintained that the conversation and in the audio never happened and told investigators that Darian, 31, may have been involved because he was good with technology, according to the charging document. You've got to be honestly looked at as crazy, I would imagine, for a long span of time if there's an audio that sounds exactly like you, and we're really just on the precipice of this sort of AI tech being integrated into society, and you're telling people, no, this is not me. This is not me. I did not say that. I do not believe these things. And there you have a whole ass audio that sounds exactly like you. We're in the new frontier for race hoaxes. And mind you, Daojun Darian, who I don't know if they've shown in this article, is a black man himself. So he knew the power that his black card holds. He knows the power of bringing down somebody with the allegation of racism and racist rhetoric. And he decided to weaponize that against somebody who was already investigating him. And this is what people who are perpetual victims do. He probably thought he's a victim based on this investigation of the mishandling funds. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to further play my victim card by accusing this man of racism and bringing him down before they find out what happened with the school funds. There is a special place somewhere for people who decide to do things like this and who try to bring down and ruin the lives of others through these means of race hoaxes, the Jussie Smollett's of the world. But I think Jussie Smollett might have been one-upped on this one, because this is an actual allegation levied towards an actual person with a name, with a family, with a job that you attempted to bring down, a whole new low. And if you weren't convinced that AI could be used in mischievous ways, I hope you've been convinced by this story. We already know about the AI scammers and all that different stuff, and people using phone calls to sound like loved ones. Now we have, I don't even know if this is a new low or an equal low in accusing somebody of racism through the use of AI audio. Guys, that's the story, and those are my thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. I'd love to hear from you guys. If somehow you disagree with something said in this video, do get out in the comments down below, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day, and I will see you next time. I just want it to be known, if some crazy ass audio comes out of me,
it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Bring out the AI detectors.
All right, bye guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.